Jane is her friend. Oh. The guy she's dating is Dave.
Do you... How is he?
I haven't met him yet, but...
Alright, so I guess we should... Oh, we need to start this real quickly. Welcome back, sports guests. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Dinner at Jacob's Place. This one is, again, at Jacob's Place. You'll see. Sports guests just kind of happen. We're here thank you. We're here with a lot of fine guests, as always. So I guess we should introduce you guys real quickly. We're here with, like, many times, Kettle Chip Black. Got Megan Highway 20 Lockhart again. Say hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Is that Kettle Chip?
Yeah, it's Kettle Chip Black. Yeah, or known as Alex. Alex, the Jacob. We've got Natalie Cauliflower Valley. And we've got the Jig Jag Sander. Thank you for being here. And God damn it. Well, let's call you Trick or Treat. That's a whatever.
I'm gonna find out something.
Yeah, okay.
Nice to meet you. I'm Millie.
Well, we gotta give this one conversation, guys. This is already turning into multiple conversations.
Can we overlap our voice?
Nope, not at all. Okay. It has to be like one conversation. Because these people are listening on iTunes, and it's just not gonna be. It's
so
not gonna be coherent.
There's lots of followers.
What's this baboon rape thing that you guys were?
Yeah, so on Science Daily when it's like my main like page or whatever, and it said new link high ranking primate baboons may have bigger problems than we thought. So I look on there and it's saying that alpha monkeys just like Russell Brand.
Because there's lower class monkeys.
Well, I've got to I got to explain what it is.
Monkeys?
No, that's not. Oh, I got to explain what it is. It is saying that higher class monkeys, the alpha male, is extremely stressed out because somebody's always trying to take its position. Yeah, we got to put those dogs out there. And so, come on, you damn dogs, you bitches. You gotta. Well, aren't they female?
No, they're men.
Oh, all right, then you dogs.
Men.
You can just be dogs. Come on, go. All right, whatever.
He was barking, and then he didn't want to go outside.
Dude, they're gonna bark.
They're gonna bark. Just take them. All right, whatever. We'll leave them in here until they get the third.
They don't
strike.
Have names yet.
They don't.
Oh,
all right, well,
Scrappy
and Do.
Yeah.
Scrappy and Do are our two dogs here. So on there, the higher primates, like, get more stressed out. So then somebody, who was this thing? Somebody thought that the lower primate monkeys are also as stressed out because they have to rely on people.
I heard in psychology class that, the lower class monkeys are the most stressed out because they always depend on the upper class ones to help them out. Not the upper class, but like the stronger ones, defend it.
Mm-hmm. They have to get it. Like
they're
the welfare monkeys.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a hierarchy.
There's a massive hierarchy.
That's
a lot of it's violence.
That's where they study stress in humans and monkeys.
I think they're disgusting.
Well, all monkeys are fucking disgusting. They're all disgusting. But,
we are all monkeys.
But we, we definitely are, but we're more intelligent monkeys.
We do
the same things. Okay, so what?
I have a story.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll come back to the primate thing after.
Oh, yeah.
Remind us, sports guests.
What's your name? My name is Megan Highway 20 Lockhart.
Yep.
So I was like 6 years old and I went to the zoo with my grandma. And my favorite thing at the zoo is the gorillas. And so we were looking at the gorillas and I had both my hands pressed up against the glass. And I was watching the silverback, which is the male. Like
the
dominant
big
male,
mother,
the
right?
big one, yeah.
The silverback?
Yeah, they have gray backs.
Oh.
The male one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought they were silver.
Silverback.
They're
glittering. And so I had my hands pressed up against the glass and he started walking towards me. And I was staring at him. He was staring at me and he came up to the glass. And he put his hand up against the glass.
Oh my gosh.
My hand. Yeah, it was really cool.
Oh
that's
gosh.
My story.
That's so no way.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
it was
really
beautiful. It was a beautiful moment.
It was so cool.
Did you go visit it again?
Goodall.
Like, that's my friend.
I'm sure you'll reunite at some point.
I wonder if it's the same one there.
I heard that a monkey escaped recently, and he's like, I'm totally going to see my friend. You can't stop me. And so you might want to board your door.
One time I was at
a zoo. My mom works at Stanford, and they test monkeys there, apparently. And so, like, one day she just went to work, and there was a monkey in her tree. And there was all these people, like, taking pictures of it.
What? It just escaped?
from the labs. Remember my mom?
I'm breaking this window and
Stanford?
Leaving.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
One time I went to the zoo, and I was in the reptile room. And, I walked up to the snake tank, and it started just, like, talking to me. And my,
What are you gonna be on Harry Potter? This is copyrighted! This is a wholesome show. Do not steal copyright information.
Has anyone seen the new...
Don't say anything.
Nope. I haven't seen it.
Don't say anything about it.
The new
what?
Harry Potter.
No, I haven't. Have you?
Nope.
Okay,
all
so
I know
then there's
my
nothing to spoil.
My counselor went and saw it for camp, and he got back at like 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So he was completely out of it all day, and I had to deal with these kids
yeah.
all day by myself because he was so out of it.
What kids?
I work at this diabetic, at this day camp through the Diabetic Youth Foundation.
Yeah.
And so last day of camp was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
They were like 12-hour days.
I heard people... That's really hard.
Yeah.
I heard people were, like, crying in Harry Potter because it was just, like, their life, you know?
Yeah, that's the end. They're
cry.
Done.
That's
you're,
so
you're
crazy.
You're a big fan, right?
Amelia,
reading the books
what happened
great.
At camp?
Yeah.
I used to not care for Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like you had, a very interesting time.
It was really funny, though.
You don't have to talk about it now, but
scarring.
Dramatic.
Wait, why'd you look? You look like Harry Potter?
Yeah, I used to look like Harry Potter, so I got a lot of shit from my family.
You're so bad.
And what is it? In one of my drama classes, there was this one guy that just didn't know my name, and I didn't realize he didn't know my name. So after a few years, I saw him at basketball, and he still didn't know my name. He's like, "Hey, what's up? What's your name?" I'm like, "Omi." He's like, "Oh, right. I always thought it was Harry Potter. Isn't that what people called you?" And I'm just like,
"Whoa!"
Not to my face.
That's pretty messed up. Isn't your name Harry Potter?
Yeah.
My friends say that you look like Harry Potter.
Really? Is Gelatin Black you're talking about?
I mean, if you had the Harry Potter glasses on.
But like,
there literally is a kid in our street that does. It's one thing to look like him, but there are actually a lot of people in the world that look that are him, that look just fucking like him.
Well, you kind of just look like Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah,
that's right.
Someone said that about me this morning at Temple.
What up for all you Jews out there?
Daniel Radcliffe recently quit drinking because he was not really an alcoholic, but he drank every day, and he was like, I want a fresh start.
I heard that. There was a commercial or something that
he's
I saw.
Shit.
Yeah. Actors are too cool to stop.
He was living the fast life, and I wanted to stop. And I found
my wand got almost broken from his drinking. I fell down some steps while trying to do an abracadabra, and just, I'm going to take a break off this.
First scratch, I want to hear about the monkeys.
The baboon thing. So the lower class monkeys are just as weak and dependent as the alphas, which is a cool thing to think in real humans, because that means that really lonely people are just as sad as really famous people, which makes sense because there's nobody else like them really.
Why are the strong ones?
Because somebody's always trying to take over their position.
And
they're
depend
an alpha.
On the workers.
The higher class works on the lower ones to make things work, and somebody's always trying to take their position. So when Trick or Treat was saying that the lower class monkeys also or baboons are stressed out, I was thinking if they're lower class, I was thinking more like jail. So I looked up if they get raped. Turns out they do get raped. It was really not that great of a video. Yeah, if you're gonna look it up, you should look it up. But it's called Baboon Gets Raped. If you wanna, it's really. It was really fun. It was really fucking weird, but.
That's so sad.
It was really sad.
But
they do get raped,
the links on the side were more disturbing because it's duck gets raped by dog,
or Shih Tzu rapes cat. There's a lot of bad YouTube videos out there. There's a lot of bad people.
Who's filming this?
Yeah, exactly.
Bad people.
People are sick. Who's that clown lady? What doing
clown lady fails so funny.
Why would you put that on YouTube if you know it?
What's the clown lady?
All right, so there's this girl, and she sets up a song, which is single lady. I'm a single lady, and she wants to do this dance. But to make it weirder, she has a clown fucking mask on. She's a weird clown mask, a nice one, a murderous, looking one. And so she goes, na 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 na. She's dancing around next to this huge HDTV, and she just turns her head like she's gonna do a cool flick and bashes it against the TV, and it's still boom.
I've seen that. Yeah.
Boom, and you can go back. The best part is that you do it yourself because they haven't done this in the video yet. You take it to 20 because it happens at 21. She hits it. You go back to 20 seconds, and it goes bam. bam, bam, and it's just the best thing. Because the way that she falls and hits it, it's so, like, it's like a wave. It's like her lower body is, like, going to the right, she moves the middle body to the left, and then bam! All force
it's
right
like,
into
it's
the
like
TV.
A cartoon.
Yeah, it is like a cartoon. It's just
I'll
ridiculous.
I just always love Charlotte Takes a Tumble. Like, that is classic.
Charlotte Takes a Tumble.
Poor lady.
It's like the first, it's probably one of the first, like, YouTube videos, like, I guess, like, viral ones I ever saw.
I
so
thought
just, like,
mine
you
was,
have to
oh my
fucking
god,
see
shoes.
This.
Shoes.
Oh my gosh, that
no?
was the first
shoes.
Chris Crocker.
Oh, that's
or wait, was
disturbing.
That?
Oh my god, shoes.
Yeah, shiz.
What, who was saying that again? I forgot.
I don't remember.
It was that shoe girl.
From
the
valley.
Have you seen
the
first
YouTube video I ever saw?
Have you seen Where's the Chapstick?
I've heard of
Where's the Chapstick? Yeah, that one. Have you seen
that? It's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's
I even feel weird watching it. It's like, why am I watching this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is so sad. This
what
is
this?
Just as sad that I'm watching it.
For a sports guest that haven't seen this, what is it?
This is a video of a round woman. Sitting at her computer, round as in pretty overweight. Yeah.
Rotund.
Rotund, she's just sitting at her desk, and she just sits there, and all of a sudden she starts singing this song. She goes, "Where's the chapstick?" and does this little backbeat for herself. That's the whole video.
Where's the chapstick?
And that was like 3 million views.
And then she brings up the chapstick.
So
yeah.
Stupid that like she would get famous.
Like,
otherwise, what is the reasoning?
There is this guy on YouTube. I found it the other day. I don't know how I found this guy, but he's like an animator, and he's probably one of the most basic animators. I'm not calling him shitty because he actually can like do stuff, but it'll be like, I'm sitting here, one of my eyes falls out, very like 1995-ishy, like from like Windows 95 or something like that, like a little like a, what was those things called? The JPEGs or, no, not JPEG, you know what I'm talking about? God damn, it was a GIF where you could add stuff on. Alright, whatever. So, this guy has these random videos that are not good and not worth video, not worth views, but all of the titles are like, history's best prank, or like, best prank ever, or like, the best, most basic name for if somebody doesn't know how to use YouTube and just goes on there, I want to find a funny clip. It'll just be like called Funny Clip or something like
it's
that.
It's the most views.
Yeah, he has like 100,000, 500,000
oh
views on some. And I'm just, what? How do
you?
You
can.
How do you do that?
After you get a certain amount of viewers,
you can get paid,
and you can join a community and go to like conventions, and, like meet
oh
YouTube.
My God.
They don't.
Stars.
I can't wait for somebody
YouTube
to
star.
Yeah.
Just, like, singers.
They pay you for advertising.
Yeah.
They throw the ads in the middle and stuff like that.
They There's like a whole I want to make like a documentary. It'd be so sick. There's like a whole secret, like not army, obviously. It's like a whole secret wing of YouTube that is like proactive. Like YouTube would seem like you have to be yourself, but they have people going in each city, especially LA,
mm-hmm.
looking for people to do videos. Oh, give them money.
Have you guys seen Kingston?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Kingston.
Sean Kingston.
Or Kingsley. I don't know.
Shorty,
I will
take
you. He does reviews on music. It's really funny.
Dude, my favorite song from that guy, he has a song named Your Sister, where he's attracted to the girlfriend's sister.
Whoa.
No, but
that's
that
why
song,
I guess nobody liked
that
him.
That song by Sean Kingston is like, no, we can take you to the slums where killers get hung, or we can go to the tropics sipping coladas. It's like,
That's very two different things. I don't know how anybody's choosing
He's a versatile man.
I don't know, there's a difference. I do want to kill some people, so maybe we shouldn't have gotten drinking. What is this thing, by the way? This thing that you
potatoes?
Made.
Potatoes,
cheesy scallop. Oh, okay.
They're good. They're really
we should
good.
Give some to this board guest.
Is there cheese in it?
No.
It was just a box mix.
What?
I mean,
we're world class here at Dinner
and
Eggs Place.
Peeled them myself.
We didn't have much time today. Sorry.
Not much time. Yeah, this is amazing.
Usually
everything is really good.
Homestyle. I learned that mac and cheese
with the bread crumbs.
Right, it's called homestyle.
Homestyle.
It is.
We should make those.
We should make some homegirl mac and cheese. Wow. I don't know what we would add. Maybe we could add some, like, we could add some weed in there or something.
Special mac and cheese.
Special mac.
Because homegirls love weed. As all girls love weed. Me too. Okay, fine.
I have still never had weed.
Really? You've never had weed?
I've
you've never
smoked.
Done it? You've never
Would
done
you?
Weed?
I've never smoked.
Would you ever?
I don't smoke.
Maybe.
You don't smoke?
I don't know. I just don't, like...
Jordan, I have to confess, I feel like you'd be, like, the funnest person to smoke with ever.
You totally should. It would be
just,
so
like,
fun.
Just, like, really funny. Sober.
I don't know.
I'll be very down for that. One day. Maybe
who's
today.
Sober.
Oh, maybe he's not. He's always drunk, but I'm... Sorry, that was really offensive.
Thanks. We tell my listeners I'm an alcoholic.
So, no, like, whenever
oh.
I see you,
Jordan,
you're
trying to get up here.
Thank you very much. Speaking of which, I guess we got to thank our...
Oh, my God.
All right, I guess we got to thank our sponsor. Thank you very much to Bud Light for keeping this bait going, I guess. We're trying to get them as a sponsor, so we just do this every time. People are going to buy enough.
I love Bud Light.
Bud Light is the shit. And so, right now... okay, they're not even going to see how to grab this. Hold on. I need to call up a sponsor. We're drinking right now, well, at least Jacob is, we're drinking Bud Light Long Necks, which has which has a scratcher thing on it where, oh my god, okay, you can draw a giraffe this, okay, I'm not going to say this week, you can draw a giraffe,
oh,
wait, or number, I say penis
wait,
each week, so I'm changing it. You can draw animals. You don't just not need to draw penises on there.
Or you can draw your name. So
I thought
yeah,
you
your name, giraffes. Your number, 1 through 8. Yeah,
I'm
pretty much
so
anything.
Confused right
Make
now.
Sure you have a Coke or a
Tito.
You've never got a Bud Light long neck?
That's good.
There's a Bud Light, there's a beer, and like you can scratch on it and you can put your name.
Well, they can't. The sports writer, the sports guests can't see it. So now, if you don't mind,
it's so that people don't steal your bottle.
Circles and then a rod.
Oh wait, this isn't a video, right?
No, this isn't a video.
Okay.
You know what they should
like,
do? I have a suggestion for Bud Light. They need to. Okay, what are two things that people who drink love? Drink
alcohol
and gambling.
And cars
and gambling. Yeah, cards.
Cars.
They should make it so that when you scratch it off, it's like gambling every time. It's like a scratch.
Oh my god! Oh my god! For more beer! You make like 6 packs? That is the. Okay.
You know what? They're stupid for not.
Sports guests, you heard it. This is the best idea ever.
You should erase that so no one steals the idea.
Oh, no, no. We've had some good ideas, but they're copyrighted because
oh,
it's recorded
copyright.
On a date.
That's
so if they think
brilliant.
Of it after this, bam, we win.
That's such a good idea.
It's not copyrighted.
This
you're
is. Well,
anything.
Oh my god, you're telling them this. He's lying.
Have lawyers, man.
Kettle Chip Black is just lying. He just likes to make you go through the time of trying to patent it and then realize that it's already patented. So don't try to patent it. What are your idea? I already had like the good bad idea or whatever. How you feeling good? I don't know. Check out the 8th podcast. Yeah, the 8th one will tell you about it. I don't know.
It's like beyond.
Wait a second.
How
many
about?
Have you guys done?
This is our.
They're
14,
on iTunes.
I've
14
or 15.
The
first
story
was so funny. Really?
Jacob's
when
place
you guys
on
were
iTunes.
Talking about beer, it was
serious.
So funny. Like I was just sitting in my dorm room, laughing my head off. My roommate comes in and she's like, "What are you doing?" Like, and I was listening to these people like who sound like they're drunk or something, and she's
we
like,
"We were kind of drunk.
We
were kind of drunk
oh,
every time."
I don't know. Alex was telling some story about how he like. Some businessmen were drinking beer. It didn't even make sense, but I was just, like, cracking.
What story was that telling?
I don't know. You're like, right. Oh, when I was in L.A., I saw some businessmen, and they were talking about beer.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What?
Guinness is the best beer to drink if you have, like,
oh, God.
Problems in your intestines.
I hate
you.
What?
Yeah, remember I was in L.A., like, I was listening in, and I was walking around the hospital just looking around, and there was, like, this support
like
group for people who
God.
Have really bad bowels, and they, like,
really
I
bad
don't know.
Bowels.
Yeah, like, they can't
my
eat.
My bowel's shitty.
And so he's like, yeah, if you guys, this one guy was like,
he
yeah,
like
if you guys want a beer, then Guinness is the best one, probably, because it's not carbonated.
Guinness is not, oh, no wonder it tastes so bad.
Blue
Moon
is the best.
Blue Moon or Shock Top, they're both good, but Guinness, be known, you taste like shit. So, don't keep sending me boxes.
How about Keystone?
But like,
no.
Keystone is good. Keystone has that like watery flavor where
like,
it doesn't really taste
like
beer.
College,
like, you're not drinking beer.
You have no money, so.
Yeah, no. I mean, of course, if you're drinking Keystone, you have no money. But I mean, nobody with $10 is gonna. Okay, that's not enough to buy.
We went to the Cliff House and we ordered a Keystone.
What?
I.
You're like, kicked out this podcast. Hey, are you a blood? Because you got like the blood.
Okay,
head
you know what? I was yesterday.
She has a red headband on always. Yes.
Oh, don't worry about it, Oakland, dude. You work.
I
want
to know. Okay, so yesterday. So I go to this day camp in Oakland, right? It's the kids' camp. It's set in Oakland. So
are
I
there
drive
many gun
there
shops
every
per
morning.
Day?
I left every morning. I had to wake up at 5 every morning, be there at 7:45. And so one day, each day is themed. One day, it was a pirate day. I couldn't find my eye patch. All I could find was this red bandana. Yeah. So
I think,
I
love that you have an eye patch.
I have two, actually, but I couldn't find either of them. So I was left with the red bandana, and so I'm driving through Oakland, and I kind of got lost, semi-lost, because, I don't know, this place
that's
is kind of hard to find. It's at this place called Lake Temescal.
I've been there. I used to
have you
there.
Been there?
It's in Berkeley. That's not, well, it's North Oakland.
It's, yeah, it's North Oakland, and what I do, like, the easiest way for me to go is to go through downtown Oakland. That's not the most direct way, but that's how I went. And so I got there. It didn't even occur to me that I'm wearing a red bandana through downtown Oakland, driving in my dad's Audi, like, hey. I don't know. It was,
well, at least
but,
most gang wars don't get started over
can
an
you
Audi,
not
so.
Do that anymore?
What?
Can you not do that anymore? Like,
I didn't. It didn't even occur to me. So.
She's all toasted like this.
Oh, and then your car died.
Yeah.
My car died. That was the same day my car died, and it was like.
And she didn't have her phone.
It was
she
getting dark. My phone had just gone dead.
Why didn't you just ask one of the people on the streets? The people inhabiting the streets.
Asked,
they're so nice.
I went around and asked someone at the park. I was like, hey. Can you jump my car for me?
You asked a person at a park in
Temescal
Oakland.
Temescal, no, and it's not that. It's just when
the
it
nice
gets
park.
When it gets dark, like
yeah, I wouldn't
at
that.
Any park, whether it's in Oakland or not.
People start doing
yeah.
drugs.
Yeah, even at Ray Park, I would be.
Yeah,
well, I don't get why they don't just make a combination of / gang / drug parks. Like people are obviously gonna do it. You need to
and
keep parts
free
keep for
kids. The
kids
safe.
Yeah, and they'll take each other out.
And then
the drug user will be so fucked up, he'll talk shit to the gang member. The gang member will murk him, and then you won't have drug addict. And then the gang member goes to fucking jail because he just murked a guy. And there you go. No more problem.
Isn't that irresponsible
wait,
on
what
the part
murk?
Of society?
Murk
no
means
idea.
To cap somebody. It means
like,
to end their journey through this reality of life.
That's interesting.
To put them 6 feet under. To make the flies eat. Oh, God, it's gross.
Yeah,
yeah, we should stop. Yeah, that's just way too far. God damn it. Sorry, sports guests. It happens.
Wait, what?
No, I was just talking about... Okay, you know that... my very says on the podcast. Speaking of flies...
Lord of the Flies?
No, Lord of the Flies sucked. I fucking hated that book. Because they kept beating up on
the
fat kid. I love it. Eventually they get... Didn't they
fell off a cliff in like a...
No, he didn't fall... Did they push him?
They stabbed him.
Didn't they kill
people? No, they brutally killed him.
A boulder,
right? They stoned him to death.
They stoned him. Fuck.
Wait, Piggy?
Yeah.
The
big lovable...
And the tribal people chasing them down. Like,
he was
that's
the only
nice one.
Yeah, he was. He's the only reasonable
remember
guy.
Remember Pony Boys?
Oh, The Outsiders?
Yeah.
God.
That was a good
that's
book.
My favorite book.
You
really
should
really
actually read that book, Sports Guests, if you skip 7th
grade. That's a really good one.
Yeah, 7th grade. No, it's
you know it's a good book.
Book
the main character
is
Pony
Outsiders?
Boy.
Outsiders? Yeah. Never heard of
that's,
it?
Oh, read that
it's a classic.
Yeah,
Emilio Estevez.
That is the best movie. Yeah, it is. Check out The Outsiders movie. That's a good movie.
Although, I think that's also in, like, a comedy. Stay Golden Pony Boy, like, Step Brothers. Or something. Don't they say that?
I don't know. I'm sure they stole that. But okay. So
they stole that. I've never seen Step Brothers.
So flies.
I saw the
you don't need to.
And then I thought it was stupid, and I turned it off. And then it was everyone's favorite.
Wait, Step Brothers?
Yeah, I thought.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait. Let me help you.
Should
let
I like?
Let me help
no.
you. Wait. Wait.
Natalie did it.
Chill for a second.
We didn't like Step Brothers.
No, I didn't like the beginning, so I turned it off.
All right, Step Brothers. This is
okay.
You gotta watch it again.
This is what. Yeah, you. This is what happened. I saw Step Brothers. I thought the exact same thing. I thought
same
Step Brothers fucking sucks.
Yeah,
it's a
right?
stupid movie. It's immature.
I
these
saw
guys
it in
are
theaters. I thought it was retarded.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I thought these guys are too.
They were kind of making fun of
movie.
Like mentally people.
Exactly.
Not,
it is. It's kind of
no.
We can talk right now, but. I don't know,
so.
That's what I remember. It was
silly
like 2
humor.
Years ago I watched
so,
it.
So, that movie is shitty.
I liked it.
And you see it in theaters, or you see
it
wherever,
right
and then, hold on, let me tell a sport because this.
Wait,
in case they haven't either, you need to know this.
Okay.
You see it again? Probably high or a friend that's high.
Okay.
And they tell you
that's
watch
why
it.
Why you like it?
No, I had a friend who was really high. Just tell me that. And you watch it again, and you will love it. I hated it the first time, and I'm on my 17th through 20th time seeing it now.
Gosh. No, dude,
I can't stop watching
my
it.
Movie
maybe that's why.
And I know. I'm sure that it wasn't the first time they saw it. They liked it though, because I hated it.
And I've never seen Pineapple Express. And I feel
that's
like,
not as bad as Missing
Step
Brothers.
Everybody's like, oh, wow, how can you not see that? And I've never seen The Notebook. It's
not
a,
wait.
Natalie.
How do you throw that in? You've never seen The Notebook?
No, I was thinking of what I absolutely need to see. Like, you can, like, as a girl, I feel like in my life I need to see that.
That's like, no, that's almost like not seeing the Titanic. Like, that's almost a crime.
She's not that nice, though, okay? In that scene.
I read the book.
In the,
it's pretty good.
In the scene where they're on the Ferris wheel. When they're getting on the Ferris wheel and she's with that jerk dude. And she and Ryan Gosling. Yeah, but
you.
Yeah, but think about this. Hold on, we gotta keep this one combo. All right, so in the Notebook, in that one scene when Ryan Gosling is
he jumps on the Ferris wheel,
incredibly dangerous. Okay, and that's his part of being dangerous. But then he gets up there, and she kind of hesitates. He's hanging from a fucking huge Ferris wheel. He's like about to die, and she says, "I don't want to." And he has to let one arm fall off the Ferris wheel. He's barely hanging on to the Ferris wheel. He's like, fine, I'll go out with you. I just feel like it's kind of messed up to allow somebody to almost die. Even if you say, no, you were putting yourself in a life-threatening situation, you're crazy, I can't go out with you. Afterwards, you talk to him about it.
Least, like,
not when you're saying, right there. Like if somebody puts a gun to your head, you're never going to, and says, give me your money, you're never going to say, oh, I don't know, let me think about this, or give me a moment. You're just going to fucking do it, because there's safety at hand.
Like,
same way, there's safety in danger, whatever.
It's a
that's the right way to say it.
Have you seen, like, the movie previews lately? Like, they have that one where it's, like, trying to tell you, like, don't talk during the movie.
Yeah,
and it's
the notebook
scene with the...
Sure.
Like, actually,
I think
that's funny.
I think it's good.
I never like movie stuff that, like the preview thing, but that was actually really funny.
They're using a different one. I've heard that, like, someone's, like, especially in L.A., they've switched now because there was this girl who got, like, arrested because she was through the whole time, like, she was on a project, like, hey guys, how's it going? And apparently she was like very Valley, some like great Valley accent. Hey, I'm so cool, I got my car, I got my phone. Let me bring it back to
yeah,
Earth.
This girl
was just chatting on her cell phone all weird through like this whole thing. So now they're using that for the dumb talk during the previous thing.
That's fine.
They're just using this actual girl's conversation that was just the stupid. All right, and all Valley girls are stupid. I come from the Valley. Just the stupid Valley girls, you know.
Hey, I'm Cauliflower Valley, or whatever you said. What did
you say?
My name is Natalie Cauliflower.
Oh yeah, it's Cauliflower Valley. Yeah, so. I mean, obviously, you're bossing. But it took me so long to figure out what valley it is. Like, I feel like most people don't know that it's the San Fernando Valley.
Isn't that, like, where Hollywood is and stuff?
No, that's the porn capital of the world. It's different. We're, like, the, like, I think Clueless was set in San Fernando. It used to be nice. Now it's the porn capital of the world. But that's where, like, valley girls come from. San Fernando Valley. Is where the Valley Girls come from.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that just now.
I didn't either. And all the sports guests that aren't from NorCal, Northern California, there's a place called Castro Valley. So I'd go by Castro Valley, and I'd always think, just like every time I'd see a valley, I would think, these must be Valley Girls. I thought it was like a general thing that if you're born in a valley, like information is just not brought in.
I see what you mean.
There's no internet, there's no TV, you're just isolated and stupid.
I thought a Valley Girl was like, shopping, like,
yeah,
like materialistic. So wouldn't that be the opposite of a valley?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be like a city?
Well, the thing about the valley is that all there is strip malls. Strip mall after strip mall.
So,
all you can do is go shop. Like in Northridge, it has one of the best malls like anywhere. Like I had this girlfriend, this ex-girlfriend. Oh, she listens to this. What up? You suck. That's cool.
We can edit it out. It's all good.
No, that's cool.
What's her name?
Lauren?
Hey, Lauren.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. She's chill. We're good now.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. But we did. But so one time when we were dating, we were in Northridge, and just nothing was good. Like, there was just like nothing really to do, watching movies, nothing, like chilling people, nothing. And we took her to this mall, just never seen such happiness. It's just like three ways. I get lost in the mall every single time. It's like 8 miles long. Check
mall?
It out. It's in Northridge.
Malls are exhausting.
I hate malls.
She doesn't like shopping.
Yeah. I hate shopping.
It's exhausting. There's like this weird thing in the
air.
But
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I have a stopping point where I'm just like, I need to get out of here. Like.
Yeah. And like,
I have to try on one more pair of clothes.
Yeah.
Plus, you go with a good friend who's not forcing things, and then for
one
time.
Well, yeah, I have to go shopping with my friends. Otherwise, I mean, I can go by myself.
What?
Like, I think once I get started shopping, like, it takes me a really long time to, like, decide whether I just want to buy that one thing. And then after, like, 20 minutes, it's like, screw it. I'm so frustrated, I'm just not going to buy it. And then you wasted 20 minutes. But. Like, there's so much pressure to go shopping, especially when you live close to the friggin' Mall of America.
Like everyone at Santa Clara just is so nice. Like, do you notice that?
I feel like everyone at Santa Clara wears sports clothes.
You can wear whatever you want, but everyone's pretty
Jordan,
rich. So,
Jordan
yeah.
Is
so there are some people who
why
wear
is everyone wearing
every
sports
day. Yeah, there's
here.
Everybody's in shorts and a tank top. It's so ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. I saw her last week.
Yeah?
I was applying.
Oh, how did that interview go?
I don't think I'm going to take the dog because it's, like, super
Wait, for where?
For Bloomingdale's.
Wait, Bloomingdale's? For what, like, place in, or what
BCBG,
little,
and you have
okay.
to, like, personal shop
for all you
people.
Ladies
I don't feel like I'm adequately prepared to do that, so.
I would come in, have you personal shop for me.
Do you have do the black suit people come in or whatever? I was watching Million Dollar Decorators. And apparently all the people that work at Bloomingdale's have to
wear
black suits.
Yeah, after my interview, I had to wear all black. And she's crazy! Like, be edgy.
Oh, yeah, you look so nice.
Everybody wears black.
Yeah.
They have, like, a 10-person team come in to see this dude's, like, outlook or whatever for, like, rooms all in black.
Well, it helps you, like, identify, like, the suit.
Bloomingdale's, I never look at somebody that wearing a black suit and think, black guy works at Bloomingdale's.
Yeah, no, my friends said they just pay really well and, like, all the stuff, and I want to do it, but it's, like, way too much of a commitment. I mean, I could just lifeguard and tutor, which I'm doing. I'm gonna tutor now.
Good.
I have my online profile right now.
Nice.
What up? I'll rate my professor?
No, it's university.
You could just pay them off to get
all the ratings. I'm a professor.
I have a little
PhD.
Red chili pepper next to her name.
Oh, yeah.
Hot.
Women have the red chili pepper for like the 80-year-old woman or something. I just started my profile for like this university tutor thing, and my friend said you get like calls right away. So
really,
that's awesome.
What up?
I'm charging $30 an hour.
Any
sports guest wants to
any sports guest
get tutored right
what
now.
What are you tutoring on? Anything?
K-8.
You got a K-8 family member. Is just Natalie Jacob on there? Is just Natalie Jacob on there?
Yeah.
What website is
name.
It?
It's universitytutor.com.
UniversityTutor.com.
Sponsor us.
Yeah. We can totally get you.
Bud Light and Tutor.
We'll turn to you on how to drink, guys.
First you buy Bud Light.
Every tutoring session comes with a 12-pack.
And a scratcher. Yeah, you scratch, you get a free tutoring session. UniversityTutor.com.
It's just the best.
UniversityTutor.com, so go ahead and check me out there.
So stupid. Make your mark.
Hey, don't.
Can I?
It's amazing. We're doing a podcast right now.
Sorry.
Bud Light, we love you. Don't worry, we're scratching you away right now. It's all right.
Scratching you out of our life.
That was the best. Yeah, that was the best idea. The scratcher.
Like, why don't you?
Sorry. Because you don't need it. You don't need a pen. You just get you need a little
coin. He didn't do it enough.
Oh,
it
did scratch it off.
Scratching off.
Scratch.
Scratching
off. I've never actually done that.
Natalie, what's your favorite movie?
That's a hard one. Hold Mr. Megorium's Wonder.
No way!
This
is a shitty movie.
Favorite movie.
Oh, my favorite movie is Austin Powers. Dazed and Confused, I think is my
Dazed
favorite.
Dazed and Confused?
I've never seen that.
What?
So embarrassing, but I just, like, love that movie.
What's that?
I like Garden State.
Garden State was my favorite movie.
My favorite movie.
Until I saw Pulp Fiction, it was
Garden State,
movie.
Dazed and Confused, and then what was the other one?
Garden State was when Zach Braff was.
Well,
let's explain what Garden State is real quickly. Garden State was this movie when Zach Braff was actually popular.
What happened to him?
He got unpopular. In 2004, when he was the shit in 2004, and he made this movie called Garden State, which is about this guy who's just like
it's
really good.
It's hit or miss.
It's like he's like this guy who's medicated for his entire life by his dad, and then his mom dies. And he goes back home. And he like meets these people and like goes to these parties and like kind of realizes that you don't need to be like on drugs. Meets this like quirky girl.
Medicated?
No, basically,
like he's medicated like antidepressant drugs.
And then he gets
yeah.
off
like,
and he realizes how to live and like what life is, and he's going through like a midlife crisis kind of thing, and then this girl kind of pulls him out of it, and the ending's a little
yeah.
I don't know.
Good?
Ending could have
yeah.
been better, I think, but it's
it.
I think it's one of my favorite
it's
movies.
Beautiful.
And then
yeah, some people might be calling it sounding like it almost
just,
is it sounds borderline like cheeky weird, but it honestly
yeah,
is
no.
bossy.
No,
it's
a girl. It's
good
quirky.
For whoever
it's
gender you
quirky.
Are.
Like you have to
yeah.
I think you would hate it.
Why?
I can see why.
I don't really see anybody hating it because they have like such like pure things of life. Like the
yeah.
I don't know, like the part like I fucking hate rain, but the part where they're going down
they
to like
yell.
This they go into a pit and they like meet people and they're hella cool
yeah.
and they get ponchos and they go in the rain and they're
yeah,
so free
cool.
from it.
And then, yeah,
that's
yeah,
some
that
true
cool.
shit.
And then with
the,
when they're seeing
rain
on
is
the
freeing
truck.
Every once in a while.
Remember when they're
seen
the
it?
Truck?
No.
Gotta.
I forgot
really
who Zach
good.
Braff is.
Do you like
from
Scrubs?
Zach Braff, yeah, from Scrubs.
That's
Dollar.
Jason. American Beauty.
American Beauty is an amazing
Scrubs
movie. Really? Yeah, it definitely changed my life.
Really sad.
It is definitely really. It's kind of it's. It's out and fucked up.
Have you ever seen the Amazing Confused?
Because I don't know why. I just like really like love it. Like it
never
wait,
seen
what?
It. Like Dazed and Confused. Like I just love the characters so
you
much.
You know, I don't know if you see it. I feel like it's one of those movies that like you go
it's
see,
so
man.
Funny.
So he's in these like Pineapple Express,
no, it's
but
just
like
funny,
before.
Like,
like you have to see it because
like,
people
when
see
he's,
it.
Like 19 or something.
It's his only good role. Matthew McConaughey,
really
the only
like,
time where you actually are down, I guess.
And I like
Well, I loved Ghost of Girlfriend's Past, but
me. He looks like
that
a
was
ghost.
It.
I can't believe he
Ghost
got
of Girlfriend's
for that long.
What?
Best looking Jew ever, Mila Kunis.
She's Jewish?
She's Jewish.
What
really?
Up? Pound it, Mila!
I
want to
see Black
pound it!
So bad.
Yeah.
I'm too scared to.
That sounds awesome.
You never heard of
like
Modern
Family.
Yeah.
Modern
Family's great. You guys watch?
I love Modern Family.
Wait,
so
Amelia's never heard of Black Swan.
Dude, I didn't have a TV all year. I've been in Minnesota, in the middle of nowhere.
Black Swan?
No.
Oh my
God. How are you like?
How are you living
literally,
in Minnesota?
I have been disconnected from the world.
Don't they have movie theaters?
Too far away for me to
is
drive
it, is it
in
cheap?
The winter.
Is it like a dollar?
All of our doors. So literally, we were gonna go to the movies one night. This is like a big night. And we were like, let's go to the movies. Like,
yeah,
like sky is the limit, sort of thing.
I don't know if I can afford it.
So we were gonna drive. Like, so it was gonna take us 20 minutes to get to the movie theater. And we were like, all right, like that's not bad. We have the energy tonight. Let's go for it. This is in the middle of winter, dead of winter.
In Minnesota, guys.
In Minnesota. And so we trek down to the parking lot, which is an ordeal in and of itself. We get to the car, and we're so excited. We're like, we're getting off campus. Like, this is great.
This is, like, the only time you ever went off campus?
Well, this was one of the few times.
You weren't
snowed in. I can count them on one hand. But, I mean, they have so many things on campus because they know that a lot of people, like, aren't able to get to
they have
city.
A carnival? A Ferris wheel? A merry-go-round?
Then they got nothing.
No.
Well, yeah,
they have a
windmill. Yeah, well, okay.
I saw a car with a windmill
the other day. Wait,
what? What a good idea.
Wait,
what'd
you say?
A car with a windmill on top.
Whoa. For what point?
It blew my mind. I was like, why
for, didn't we for solar? I mean, for wind turbine power or whatever?
Because it, like, gives power to the car.
All right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's actually a really good idea.
I was
that's
confused.
Really
I was like, what is
that?
Genius.
Yeah, that's
genius.
Really cool.
Wait, couldn't that be, like, a perpetual motion machine then? Because, like...
No, because you need
going.
Wind. Eventually
yeah.
wind stops.
No, but as you drive,
as you
it powers
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
but
so
then is that technically
like,
perpetual yeah. motion? Because your car eventually is going to have to stop.
It just helps out.
Not if
yeah.
the power overrides. Not if the if supplies
oh,
you're
power. No, but that's what I'm saying. Is it eventually...
I know it's not physically possible to have them, but like, doesn't that...
No, I understand what you're saying. What I'm saying is that, okay, I understand the car power... The wind powers the car, which I guess powers the wind by moving it.
But you can also
oh,
there is no wind.
But
dude.
You can also
you just,
store some of the energy just in case.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Like, as you drive, you are moving the wind.
That's out. Actually a fucking good idea. I don't care why nobody's thought of that.
Somebody did.
Well, somebody
I mean,
did.
Power, but I mean, like, one enough to do that.
This dinner has been very informative.
No,
like,
yeah.
like,
this is so knowledgeable.
Why wouldn't you want that on your car if it saves on gas, like, however little? Like,
because it's
car.
Not. Cool as having a
this
Jack in the Box head on your radio.
Right. Oh
Jack
God.
In the Box heads are the best. stressed.
But it would be kind of cool, though. You make your car look like a plane, so it's not all that weird with the giant wind turbine on top. You just put it in the back, and it spins.
You're like, make your car look like a plane?
Yeah.
That'd be sick. You could take up more lanes. Nobody would ever fuck with you.
Wait, what happened with the movie?
Oh, nothing really happened. Basically, nothing happened because we got down to the car, and it was so cold that the doors in my friend's car had frozen shut.
Whoa.
And so we couldn't get her doors open.
Should have looked it
open. So we could go to the movie.
Wait, so you couldn't you have gotten someone to, like, pee on it or something?
Yeah, how do you not pee on it? You're just too
I'm
classy.
Sorry we didn't pee on our
the
car.
The pee would freeze
maybe
in the air.
In midair. Honestly, there's a thing, and I'm going to try this next year, that, okay, so in January is the coldest month, and it can get...
It's freezing, guys!
Check this shit out!
Get the ground. That would probably happen. No, but... Basically, what's supposed to happen is at 5 in the morning, that's usually when it's coldest, because it's like, that's in the very early morning, it's had the whole night to get cold, but the sun hasn't come up yet, so it's like really early in the morning that it's the coldest. One, I think when I was gone in Costa Rica, like I was talking to my friends about it, and that was in January, and so they said that it had gotten to something like negative 45 degrees.
Oh my God.
At some point, and when it hits that, when it's negative 35, I think that's the cutoff. If you go outside with, like, a hot cup of coffee and throw it up in the air, it'll solidify in midair and fall to the ground as a solid.
That's so awesome.
Can I come?
Sports guests, we're going to Minnesota.
I'm gonna try that. Guys, drive with me in Minnesota. I'm driving back to Minnesota, so I'm bringing my car to school this year.
When do you
I'm driving back. Like, very end of August. So I'm going
to
take Dad's
Audi. Then they'd have no way to get back.
That makes no sense, though, because, like, a hot cup of coffee is much hotter than the average human body temperature, right?
Right.
So, then why doesn't...
So wouldn't our blood freeze?
Yeah, why doesn't the...
Because
I think it's
inside of us, maybe?
I think it's because
there's
circulation,
yeah.
Like... There's...
But you're throwing the coffee, that's circulating.
It doesn't matter, yeah. I don't...
Also, I assume you're
that's
in clothes,
weird.
Too.
Yeah. Well, I guess the thing is, you would freeze
you,
to death. Like,
you know what, yeah. If you went outside,
yeah.
I remember hearing
liquid,
this.
Like,
if you run outside, if you're outside in weather, in negative 35 degree weather, if you're outside naked for some reason, I don't know
you'll
why
freeze.
You'll freeze, your body will freeze solid in 10 minutes.
Really?
Whoa!
Yeah. And so that's
so did you have to go to like did they like make you take a class about extreme cold or something? Like you know like
you
have to take they have to take like cold
well,
energy.
I learned most of it from so my dad sent me all these links because like he was worried
and
about
she,
me.
You
in the
love
cold.
Weather, so you know.
And I love yeah, I researched
you,
it by
you
myself.
You love weather?
I love
she's
disaster.
The first person okay, well,
I love disaster.
She likes
weather.
Thunderstorms, like any like tornadoes.
I almost
like,
went to
St.
Louis for their meteorology program, but I decided not to last night.
I feel like there's a lot of jobs in meteorology because those things that you're very passionate and very important, but only people that like it are gonna do it. Like,
and there's so much
yeah.
science with meteors these days.
Yeah.
You
know, like, wait, what?
Yeah. Armageddon.
Meteors are a big threat.
we
need
could,
to study them.
A meteor could come at any moment. Like, seriously, like.
Is meteorology not the study
of
meteorology is the study of it's weather.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
People
I for saying
like...
I was retarded. Not retarded, mentally handicapped, whatever correct word it is.
But
mentally
no, that yeah, no. Anyway, I learned about that from my friends from Minnesota. And we literally in Minnesota, what's interesting is that you don't have snow days. There are much I mean we have some snow days. I had one snow day. But it's more common to have a cold day than a snow day when it's so cold that they don't allow you to go outside.
What?
It's
that's like martial
sad.
Law for cold?
So I had a cold day one day when none of us could go to classes because it was too
you can't
cold
go to classes
outside.
Or you can't leave?
Oh
like, they have security
God.
Guards looking at your door, like, mm-hmm. making sure they can't leave?
Well,
like,
no.
Like, hit you
I mean,
with the butt of their gun if you try
but they close the class.
With the gun? They
come to our
bitch,
school.
Bitch, stay inside!
I'll shoot!
No, the classes are, the teachers don't even come to school.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's a big thing. Probably partly because their doors are frozen shut.
What do kids do all day in the dorms?
Literally, well,
just have a bunch of
drink
sex
and we have big orgies.
Wait, seriously?
Honestly,
you kind of have
Minnesota,
to.
Minnesota, I thought I was going to the Midwest to have a more wholesome experience.
Oh no.
This has
people
been,
just bang?
This has been
Emily,
an eye opening experience.
I want to hear this.
Wait,
I want to hear this.
Not in my dorm. Not in my dorm. There's one dorm. That's kind of messed up.
What? How do you know they've had orgies? Like, so
I
was like, hey,
no,
six o'clock
you hear, no, you hear things, but it's not, that's just a rumor. That's not really true.
Yeah,
it's not true.
I feel like
but,
something is really wrong with kids if they're
yeah,
orgies.
No, that's
this
not,
young,
it's
you know,
not
like,
true. There, that was
this young? When are you old enough to have an orgy?
I mean, like, I feel like
what is that? What is that normal? I'm 35, guys. Time for the orgy.
You know what I mean? Like,
orgy party, guys. I'm 35.
Yeah, it takes a while for people to get to that point.
No, that was just a rumor that doesn't really
true. I guess it's older
Wait,
people.
Oh, are you trying to say this is serious?
Yeah, like people are like 50 year old.
Okay, I guess. But here's my point: is that the people that are 50
parties.
And doing
yeah,
that
like,
just have
people.
The balls. Finally, the same weird people
like,
that are
oh,
50 and do that
like,
are the same. Yeah, no,
no,
no.
It has
it
nothing
can't
to
be.
Do with like normal. Like yeah, when we're 50, we're gonna have orgies. You know, it just
it's
means like weird ass people
yeah, no,
will have the balls by then.
Yeah, like when you're
20. I feel like this is not true. I feel like 23 year olds there that fucking weird. They just want to have random sex parties with like 30 people. That
I feel like you
would like if you want.
That.
I'm saying if you're that type of person that's gonna do it when you're 50, I don't get you wouldn't do it when you're fucking 23. Like if you're like furries. I'm sure there's like 20 year old furries.
What
just like
furry?
You've never, you guys have never heard of a furry?
A furry?
No way! This is so awesome. All you sports guys, you're gonna love this. Okay, a furry.
I'm sorry.
A furry are people who are obsessed. They're obsessed with dressing up like animals. Acting like animals and just banging. There's conventions in Las Vegas.
That's the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in my entire
life. The weirdest
life.
Thing is that that's probably going on right now.
It is. No, 100%. It's
like,
Vegas a big thing.
Right now, there's furry things or whatever.
There's a lot
like,
of furries out
there.
There's
a lot of stuff going on right now. Like, it's just weird.
It's ridiculous. There's conventions.
Human beings are sick.
They
it's
are.
It's just
this
fucking
is...
weird. They'll run after each other, like they'll be in a hotel and they'll just fucking, it'll be like a cat and they'll probably be a dog. They'll just go, rah, 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 and they'll just run after each other. And then, of course, bang later. But it's so ridiculous. Oh my
like,
god.
Do they have to know each other? Is it
no,
like,
that's why it's great.
Kind of
is because
like,
they dress up in masks.
Like, they just have those parties and they're just like.
Yep, their faces are just, like, they'll put a bunny mask over them and then they'll
they
just bang. I don't know if they do the face paint. I don't know if they go that, like they choke themselves that much. I feel like that's very public to
Wait,
do
so
face paint.
Wait, so I don't get it. A furry is like a person, or are you saying like
a
the
furry
group is called?
Is somebody who likes to dress up like an animal
okay,
and
I'm
bang.
Okay. I didn't know what.
But really, who isn't a furry? You know, it's all said and done. You know,
you just gotta bang squirrels.
Oh my god.
Okay, wait, just to clear this up for the people who are listening, there are no orgies at my school in Minnesota.
They won't
that was
shoot
just,
you
that
if you
was
go
just a rumor.
Yeah, way to clear that up.
It
yeah.
actually is very wholesome. They do have, I mean, they have the regular, like, they have parties and stuff, but there is a lot of, like, wholesome stuff.
Are they also
I mean,
Jesus
people,
freaks?
People, like, instead of, like, partying, they'll go mudsliding. Or they'll, like...
We do
what?
Go, yeah.
How is that less hardcore?
Or
that is so much more,
so
like, hardcore.
Dangerous.
Less wholesome,
steal,
I feel like.
Other schools have other activities,
they'll steal
too,
cafeteria
like,
trays and go sliding
that's
down
so
the
less wholesome
the
stealing. We just use the word stealing, not borrowing.
But
not, I got these. I stole these.
Cafeteria trays at the end of the year. I actually still have my cafeteria tray. I kept it.
Does it have your name on it?
Scratch my name in it.
G-Jag?
Like,
hit my tray.
Hit my tray.
I miss that joke.
He was so good because he was so charismatic.
Exhibit.
Oh, who's gonna fix this car?
He's like,
you like cars? I love
cars. I remember he. Oh my god, he did the best ones ever. Like inside the car was just like tricky.
I feel like it's a tragedy that there isn't somebody picked every year. Fuck the lotto.
Yeah.
They need to change it to
pick my
riding.
Did they sell Cribs? Because I love that show.
That's a good question.
Because
that was
show.
It was
Mariah
like the best
Carey's
show and then
house
stopped.
Is like her like bathroom is the size of like 10 of our houses. Like. Crazy.
Remember Macy Gray's fucking weird as hell. She like go. She went through each room.
Macy
Gray.
She was famous for doing Amazing Grace. I think that's her voice.
No,
so
she's
like.
It's really like.
Remember she did her own version of it.
No, she did.
like mushrooms.
How can you not like mushrooms?
I just don't like them.
They're so
sorry,
good.
I kind of changed the subject.
So good.
Okay,
so Macy Gray.
Jordan,
what?
You want a beer?
Yeah, thank you. I think it's nice to fall. Take
it. You want a beer?
So, she's got my, and this is my cheetah room. She'd have like a random piano in
yeah.
there. And then she'd just leave the room and just change your clothes again. And again, and they went through at least like 10 different rooms. I'm in cheetah now. I'm a leper.
I'm a furry.
Oh my god.
So ridiculous.
I just remember, I think it was
thank you.
Ryan Sheffler or something. He had a pretty cool house.
You're
right.
Yes.
Ryan Sheckler was good. Thank you. He was cool as a kid, and then just kind of turned into an asshole.
Yeah, definitely.
He would turn. Although I could see it because when he was younger, I'd make fun of him for looking at a girl. He looked just like his mom. There was this one skate video I watched, and he had like his mom in the video.
Yeah.
And he just looked exactly like her, and I just kept thinking this guy's gonna get a lot of shit for the rest of his life. So I guess he turned into not nice for that. So it's possible. Ryan Sheckler, if you're listening, we love you. I mean, I'll sponsor you. I was just kidding.
Because Ryan Sheckler is listening.
otherwise, you're a bitch.
What do you guys think about Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber is...
Oh, I like him.
Okay, here's the thing about him. I had nothing against him because his music wasn't pissing me off. I just, like, I it was kind of annoying that he's out there.
Mm-hmm.
But then recently I've been seeing a lot of, like, that he's taking advantage of it and being, like, a dick to everybody around him.
Really?
And, like, he'll just, like
he's going to public school. That kid is going to get
murdered.
Whoa. Like,
but the thing that's kind of fucked up is he has enough money, he's going to murder people. He's going to murder some
people.
You know what? I feel bad for Justin Bieber because I feel like, why, like, he didn't know going into this industry that his main audience was going to be, like, 12 or, like, 7-year-old
girls.
Yeah,
he definitely
did. He could be a really cool guy.
I feel like 100% he did do it for girls.
So much. I feel like he did. Like, you can't be, like,
It's one thing for fucking Rolling Stones to end up being fans by 17-year-olds, but he came into tween music. He came into me. I feel like he came to make it. He's not doing hip hop.
But
he's
that's the only way
like,
he could make it.
No,
I'm not
I
saying
actually,
that, but then that means that he was planning on doing it for them.
You know what? There actually is
Bieber.
A documentary.
I don't judge him. I'm just saying is that
you're 12. Your parents say that you can get rich. Your talent agency says you can get rich, but you have to do tour music.
I'm not saying he shouldn't do it. I'm just saying is I feel like it's not. I'm just saying is that
Canada A.
My friend's obsessed with Justin Bieber, and she said there's a documentary, and I've heard this from multiple people.
Never say never.
No, I heard it makes you change your opinion of him because, like, he actually tried as a kid. Like, he's sitting on street corners singing, like, really well.
I had nothing against him.
Really hard.
But I feel like now that's changed. I feel like I've heard things that now is getting into his head, and he's just like, I'm fucking better than you to every single person.
Well, that's probably.
It makes sense.
Probably,
I'm not saying. I'm just saying I have nothing against his music. I have nothing against that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I have.
You're gonna be mean to me. I don't like you.
He's
just a normal.
Ricky Schroeder. Ricky Schroeder grew up in the public eye. He was good. Silver Spoons. 24.
What if he's a furry?
When I was 13, I had my first love.
Nobody like compared to my baby, and I'm thinking between my love.
She had me
going
crazy.
Oh, I can rap.
You're good at rapping. That was a good little rap.
Natalie, didn't you do a rap?
Really? You doing a rap?
Oh my
do,
God,
it. Do it. Do it.
Do it
right now, please.
No, I need the song with me.
What?
I need the song, like the Busta Rhymes rap.
You can do it without the Busta Rhymes rap.
I don't see it.
No, I would mess up without the Busta Rhymes rap.
Are you sure?
Try it.
No, I can't do it. I would
can
mess
you try
I would
it
embarrass
on your
myself.
Computer?
I can bring my computer and put it right here if you want.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah,
let's do it.
It's
worth it to have you. I don't really want the song in here, but you can do it. As long as Natalie's singing, I'm down. Very down. The way she raps, this is where she got from Grills.
What do you mean?
Do the jelly bean line.
I really hope
gotta
I don't.
Gotta get jelly beans.
It's kind of...
So Grills by Nelly, look it up.
I know.
Grills? Oh, I love
no,
that
not
song.
You. I'm just saying sports guests.
Maybe you guys meet that
a video
kid
of
yeah.
There's a video of Justin Bieber trying to do it to Busta Rhymes' part, and he fails completely.
Yeah, I saw that.
Justin Bieber, Chris Cool, he's a cute little boy. I like him.
This is a lot of pressure, so I really hope I don't mess up.
It's alright.
If I mess up, then
just keep going.
How long have you been rapping for, Natalie?
You know,
Cauliflower Valley. How many years? Hell years? Rapping that 3 years, sports guest. It's been 3 years.
It's taking like 2 days, though. Well, like 2 hours, but like. Two
Make sure the song is lower than you. I don't want it overpowering you.
I can't do the Chris Brown part because it is.
Get ready for the sports
and
guest.
It, there's like some offensive words. So.
What?
Just
We've just been swearing just this whole time. We're talking about furries.
Is this low enough?
Turn it a little bit lower, lower.
I kind of have to, like, go with it, so if I look retarded, I'm sorry.
Don't worry.
It's how you rap.
We're all gonna love you.
Wait, after this Chris Brown, I support you.
You need to turn it up a little bit.
I don't really need to stay on. I'll try to be loud. So
yeah, right, turn it up then so you can be loud, too.
I'll do it. I'm done.
Hey, I'll do it louder.
Do it really loud. Okay. Because I've been like running and feeling like I gotta get away, but I know that I don't and I won't never stop because you know I gotta win every day. See, you know I won't pop me, just know that you won't overpop me. And I'm not gonna be a little cocky, you ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come in, I gotta say that I'm going, I get it, I'm going, I gotta shudder and a little thing and they're doing because it doesn't matter because I'm gonna do it. I don't know everything, anything about boom, bop, bing, bop, do, lots, it's make huge, with confidence, I always win, I gotta get it again and again and again. And I be doing the death note with a little sound, there's a better color, and everybody know my sound, there's no manifest. When it comes to me, it's a bang on my chest, and a bang, and a bang in the west. And it comes to be more, and I'll never hear less. You hear it in the street, you can read in the press. You really wanna know what's next? See the way we wanna win, all the race, we know we gotta go and try to keep it with the pace. We struggle and hustle and send and getting it, and all it's gotta do is take you to another place, gotta taste it. And I gotta grab it, and I gotta cut all through this traffic, just to beat the top of the phone, cause now I gotta have it.
Are freaking the fuck out right now. How'd you do that? That's like, that is so amazing.
The time that I was proud of myself was when a black girl tried to put this on Facebook and she messed up and I was like,
Natalie,
dude, I...
You
Natalie,
what?
I need to film that and put it on YouTube.
Yeah,
I did, but I put it on private because
so
I was embarrassed.
No, take it off private. You have to.
Will you guys comment on it?
Yeah, I will.
Yes. Yeah.
I would comment
right
you
now.
To tell me to. Really?
No, it's on my
No,
Facebook.
Do it. Yeah.
Can you do it again?
That was... Yeah.
Okay. Do it, like, do it from the top.
Wait, are you sure you
want
to? Yeah, do it again.
Do it again.
The sports kids have to hear that again.
Nuts.
Oh they are. They would be so
I'm
going
to try to do the Chris Brown
I've been
part
trying
too.
To do
okay.
that.
Do
so
it.
I fail every time.
Really? You, that was,
it's
yeah.
hella hard.
But, like, I feel like it's, like, you might actually be, like, smarter than other people to fucking say
yeah.
that
no,
quickly.
No, no, no.
Like Trick Daddy is has, like, a difference in his brain that makes him be able to say that many words that quick.
I can rap so Lil Wayne, and it's, like, really funny. Do you want me to do that after?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do it.
Wait, which song?
It's like, fuck bitches. Like, it's, like, really bad.
Got
it. It's funny.
I love how you just think it's offensive.
Do you
want to
hear it?
An offensive podcast.
Do you want to hear it now?
Yeah.
I want to hear the other one again.
Someone says, shoot him, I say, okay. Yeah, someone told me to shoot him, so I said, okay.
Natalie, that's
right.
Amazing.
That makes perfect sense.
That's an accomplishment.
Put it on private. That's an accomplishment.
That should be a resume.
Yeah. On my tutor.
Yeah.
I can rap, look at me now.
That was so amazing.
Do it louder so
okay,
make
I'll
sure
try.
Everyone can hear.
Look at me now.
Sports guest.
Look at me now.
I feel like I look retarded when you do.
No.
It's so awesome.
You look legit.
You're so sick.
I'm going to get it. See, they really wanna pop me. Just know that you will never pop me. And I know they would be a little cocky. You were never gonna stop me. Every time I come in, they gotta set it, and I go, and they gotta get it, and I blow, and they gotta shudder, and a little thing, and they gotta be doing because it doesn't matter, because I'm gonna do it. And I know what everything they do, gotta do by being, gotta do by things, make two or three tokens, I always win, and I gotta get it again and again and again. And I be doing the death and I'm a little
shout
it. Better call a breath and everybody know my sound, making all my best. When it comes to doing this, I'm a banging on my chest and I'm a banging in the ice and I'm banging in the west. And it comes to view more and I'll never be less. You hear it in the street, you can read in the press. You really want to know what's next? See the way we on it when we all in the race. And you know I gotta go and try to keep it with a pace. If we struggle and hustle and send it and get it, and I always gotta do it, take you to another place. Gotta taste it and I gotta grab it and I gotta cut all through this traffic just to be at the top of the throne, but I know that I have it.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Sports guest, second round of applause for this.
Okay, now we want No, he went away. But like, this is like really bad.
I can't believe you did that.
It's okay, Natalie. We know this isn't you. We know this is Lil Wayne.
The Lil Wayne song is just like really ghetto.
It's okay. You didn't write it.
It's like,
yeah, exactly. You didn't write it. Exactly.
How long is Lil Wayne one?
It's like,
you're just performing it. You're just performing it.
How long is it?
It's only the beginning. I only know the beginning. And it's not fast, but it's like, maybe we shouldn't do it.
Okay, if you think, because that one was fucking sick, so after that you have full authority to say what's
going on. I don't know.
Like, I will fully believe you. That was so amazing.
You want to listen?
No, I don't think we should do it, because...
Yeah, because if you don't think it is, then...
No, it's too slow. It's like boring.
Okay.
That was really awesome.
Yeah,
because that was really cool. Because
what I really want to learn, is this song. It's Twista.
Yeah, I was gonna say you should do a Twista song.
Listen to it.
This is slow jam, right? I love this song.
I feel like it's not even as fast as what you were doing.
But listen to it. Oh, at the end.
That actually would be pretty cool. Alright, let's turn it off.
Yeah.
We got not tarnish
Sorry
it with
about that,
by
guys.
No music.
That was amazing.
That was the fucking shit.
That was amazing.
Thanks.
I don't remember
somebody else
singing something as cool. Yeah. That was freakish. What? So it is. Cool. Hey, let me just sing the song. Alright, fine. And then it's blown away.
God,
just don't know what to do after that. Maybe we should just end it with that. I feel like there's just nothing else.
Top that.
See how long this has been.
Oh my gosh. That was an amazing podcast.
That was ridiculous. All right, whatever. We'll keep going.
We accomplished a lot. We came up with like two different, like, what was it? First was the scratching idea, the scratch on the beer bottle.
Then was
the windmill on the top of the car.
Yeah, that's right.
Then was Natalie's rapping.
And you built my confidence.
Phrase.
You built my confidence. I thought I slept.
No, how could you pop that? What?
I don't know.
I'm so white. It's like somebody climbing Mount Everest. And you think, well, I'm right. I did it bad.
I can't do it bad.
But
I can't because I'm drunk.
I feel like if she did it at a party, everyone would be like gathered around like, oh, damn.
You will never meet anybody that doesn't think that that is freaking
the bathroom.
Actually, one of my best moments was the first night that I went to the bar with my friend, because we had our fake IDs for the first night.
Whoa!
Fake ID?
Lying! She's lying! Completely lying!
I didn't know that.
She doesn't have fake ID. It's real, guys.
We were there, and it was Cinco de Mayo, and then that song came on, and like, I did it like perfectly, and everyone was like crowding around me, and I was like, oh my god, this is an amazing moment in my life. Like,
it's better than being able to tap dance. The other night I was at Davis, and we were randomly doing it. I'm like moving my feet against the ground, making little taps or whatever. Like, hey, you try learning tap dance. Whatever. We're talking about how we don't know how to do tap dance at all. This guy just jumps up out of his seat and starts doing a full tap dance, like dance for like 5 minutes. Just blew my mind away. The same thing. Anytime you do that.
Should we edit the fake ID thing out?
No, it was a joke. No,
I was just kidding.
Yeah, no, it's just a joke. Don't worry, it's a
fake
joke.
ID.
It's a fake, like, it's, yeah.
Yeah, no, she just, this is a comedy podcast. We like to make jokes on here, so it's like.
Okay, got it.
Just like furries aren't real things.
Yeah, no, furries are real. No, fucking furries are
my place
things.
Is 10.
Dibs on the baboon.
Oh my god.
Dibs on the baboon.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Okay.
Is that right? Okay, I'm done. New YouTube video. What's? Oh my god. It's just a video response to baboon gets raped. Who can possibly do that? I have a legal question. I probably should not ask it on here, but I have found this video.
You do it anyway.
I found. God damn! I don't know if I should say it or not.
Just say it.
Okay. I feel like this can't be illegal. I found
it's
this
really
video. I found this video on the internet.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just open like a window if you want to, which ambient noise in here.
Ambient.
Yeah. We don't want, like,
can I open this a little, or I can do the front door?
Yeah, that works. God damn! What was I talking about?
Something legal. A legal question.
Okay, so I found this video on YouTube. And it's like, I think a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes. And it is, the first 15, 17 seconds are the ultimate viral video. Like, they're just, I'll have to, like, play it on here. Maybe I'll play it on another podcast.
You want
to
cut the video, huh?
I cut the video. I downloaded it. I cut it to the exact length it's going to be millions of views. And I want to put it on there. Because the other guy, the other video, he put it on, had this funny-ass thing, and then goes on to a minute of, like, nothing. Not even, like, being bad or good. It's just, like, complete nothingness. So you can't get views. He has, like, 90 views. So I want to put it on there and just get so many. And get a lot of money from it.
But then that guy's going to get...
Can he sue me for that? And what I was thinking is, if he can, then why don't I just do a video response to his? And then that can't be illegal. Huh?
But you're still taking his images, right?
I don't think so.
No, because YouTube is public content.
Is it really?
Yeah,
is
I think so.
Actually, that's true. It is public.
I've
seen
people,
because people make mixtapes.
People repost things. Yeah, like,
oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they say, like, this isn't mine.
For, like, songs and stuff, they'll,
yeah.
like, even, like, low. It'll be the same exact thing, but they'll lower the key by, like, a half a step sort of thing, and then it's new. And, like, but it's really the same thing.
Is it
new?
Because it's, like, 90% different.
If it goes viral, he's just going to cut the video and post it, and he's going to get all the cash.
How? If I have
because
the first
he's gonna notice it's going viral, and then he's
hopefully,
gonna cut his video.
Guy, if you're listening, there's no way in hell you're possibly
like
listening, but just
like,
don't do that.
I obviously
will. What? All right, we cannot talk about something they cannot see.
Vote
is nice. It is a nice outfit. It's all white and stuff. Free sports guest. What up? Bathroom. Okay, that's weird. So weird. Sorry for saying that. You look like you're in running gear. Culture Black is in
running
gear.
Yeah, my girlfriend's all dressed up. I'm looking hot, and I'm wearing, like, basketball shorts and a giant shirt.
So ridiculous. Oh, all right. Let's say we wrap this little beezy up. We got some crazy shit going on. Oh, wait. What am I saying up for? All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming. Thank you, sports guests, for listening. Thank you, Trick or Treat, Jig Jag. Cauliflower Valley, she's in the bathroom, she'll be back. thank you, Megan, Iowa 20, Lockhart, and Calchip Black. As always, I'm Jordan Scritchcratch Tandowski. Let me bring you out with a song, like always.
Wait, is this
song? Later, sports guests.